All India Radio presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Gunmala Kapoor. The headlines. India slams Pakistan over the Pulwama terror attack carried out by the Jaish-e-Mohammed, appeals to international community to support the proposal to list Masood Azhar as a designated terrorist. Countries across the world condemn the attack. The US, Russia and France assert their support to combat the menace of terrorism. Cabinet Committee on Security to meet in New Delhi. Home Minister Rajnath Singh to visit Srinagar today to take stock of the situation. Pradhan Mantri Shram Yogi Man Dhan Pension Scheme for the unorganized sector to come into effect from today. In Senior National Badminton Championship, PV Sindhu, Vaishnavi Bhale and Ashmita Chalia enter the semi-finals of the women's singles. India has slammed Pakistan over the Pulwama terror attack carried out by the Jaish-e-Mohammed, which claimed the lives of 43 CRPF personnel. It asked Islamabad to stop supporting terrorists and to dismantle the terror infrastructure operating from its soil. In a release, the Ministry of External Affairs also strongly reiterated its appeal to the international community to support the proposal to list terrorists, including Jaish-e-Mohammed chief Masood Azhar, as a designated terrorist under the 1267 Sanctions Committee of the UN Security Council. New Delhi said Masood Azhar has been given full freedom by the Pakistan government to operate and expand his terror infrastructure in territories under the control of Islamabad and to carry out attacks in India and elsewhere with impunity. It again appealed to ban terror groups operating from territories controlled by Pakistan. Condemning the attack is cowardly, heinous and despicable, the MEA said. The government of India is firmly and resolutely committed to taking all necessary measures to safeguard national security. It said, India is equally resolved to fight against the menace of terrorism. Countries from across the world have condemned the terror attack, with the US, Russia and France asserting that they stand with India in combating the menace of terrorism. Top US lawmakers rallied behind India and extended their condolences and support. The Russian embassy stressed the need to combat such inhuman acts with a decisive and collective response without any double standards. Ambassadors of France, the US, Germany, Australia, Turkey, Canada and the Czech Republic also condemned the attack. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has called for the perpetrators to be brought to justice. At a press conference, Mr. Guterres' spokesperson, Stefan Dujarric, wished a speedy recovery to those injured in the attack. Nepal Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli called up Prime Minister Narendra Modi and conveyed his heartfelt condolences. Bangladesh Prime Minister Sheikh Hasina, in a message, said her country maintains a zero-tolerance policy against any kind of terrorist activities. Sri Lankan President Maithripala Sirisena said the world must condemn such brutal attacks and take effective action to prevent such incidents in future. Maldivian President Ibrahim Mohamed Soli said his country will continue to work with India to combat the menace in the region and in the world at large. The UAE called on the international community to unify efforts in confronting extremism and terrorism that pose a threat to global security and stability. The meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security, CCS, will be held today to discuss the security scenario against the backdrop of yesterday's terror strike at Pulwama. The CCS is chaired by the Prime Minister. It is the apex decision-making body of the government on all issues pertaining to national security and strategic affairs. Defence Minister, Home Minister, External Affairs Minister and the Finance Minister are part of the CCS. Home Minister Rajnath Singh will visit Srinagar today to take stock of the situation. An official said Mr. Singh will hold a review meeting with senior security and police officials to make a ground-level assessment and review further operational actions. Home Minister spoke to the Jammu and Kashmir Governor, Home Secretary and CRPF Director General regarding the terror attack. Mr. Singh said a befitting reply will be given to the perpetrators of the attack.
इस आतंकी हमले का समुचित जवाब देने के लिए सारा देश एकजुट है. हम अपनी जिम्मेदारियों को अच्छी तरह समझते हैं और देश की जनता को यह भरोसा देते हैं कि पर जो भी कार्रवाई करना आवश्यक है उसे करने में हम कोई कसर नहीं छोड़ेंगे.
Teams of the NIA and forensic experts have been rushed to carry out investigations into the dastardly attack by the JEM in which 43 CRPF personnel were martyred. The Information and Broadcasting Ministry has issued an advisory to all private satellite television channels to be particularly cautious with regard to any content against maintenance of law and order or affecting the integrity of the nation or likely to incite violence. The ministry asked channels to ensure that no such content is telecast which is violative of the program and advertising code as prescribed in the Cable Television Networks Regulation Act. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our Twitter handle at AIR News Alerts. The Pradhan Mantri Shram Yogi Man Dhan scheme comes into effect from today. Under the scheme, workers of the unorganized sector will receive a minimum assured pension of 3,000 rupees per month after attaining the age of 60 years. Here's more from our correspondent.
The workers whose monthly income is 50,000 rupees per month or less and belong to the entry age group of 18 to 40 years are eligible for the scheme. Around 42 crore workers are estimated engaged in the unorganized sector in the country. The scheme was announced in the interim budget. During the receipt of the pension, if the subscriber dies, the spouse of the beneficiary will be entitled to receive 50% of the pension. Family pension is applicable only to spouse. The scheme is a voluntary and contributory pension scheme on a 50-50 basis where prescribed age-specific contributions shall be made by the beneficiary and the matching contribution by the central government. Anupam Mishra, AI News, Delhi.
The centre has increased the minimum selling price, MSP, of sugar by 2 rupees per kilogram. MSP is the rate below which the mills cannot sell sugar in the open market to wholesalers and bulk consumers. Briefing reporters in New Delhi yesterday, Consumer Affairs Minister Ram Vilas Paswan said considering the rising arrears of sugarcane growers, the food department has increased the MSP of sugar from 29 rupees to 31 rupees per kilogram for the year 2018-19. He said with this step, the appropriate amount will be available to sugar mills, which will enable them to pay sugarcane farmers on time. The National Human Rights Commission, NHRC, has issued notices to the Delhi government, the city police chief and the North Delhi Municipal Corporation over the recent fire incident at a hotel in Karol Bagh. 17 people had lost their lives in the incident. Terming the incident a very serious case of violation of human rights, the rights panel sought details on the action taken against errant officers and the relief and rehabilitation provided to the next of kin of the deceased and the injured persons. The Commission also asked the Chief Secretary to immediately form a committee of experts to look into violation of norms by those conducting commercial activities in residential colonies. Pramod Chandra Modi has been appointed as Chairman of the Central Board of Direct Taxes, CBDT, a top policy-making body for the Income Tax Department. According to a government order, Modi, a 1982 batch Indian Revenue Service officer, will replace Sushil Chandra, who has been appointed as Election Commissioner. Mr. Modi is at present member CBDT. The Supreme Court has asked the Election Commission to be flexible in applying 3-year domicile for defence personnel. The court noted that though people in the services are posted at peacetime places for 3 years, there are occasions when they are transferred in 2.5 years. A bench headed by Chief Justice Ranjan Gogoi said it will be open for the Election Commission to prescribe further flexible eligibility criteria to ensure that defence personnel are able to vote. The bench said there was no need to pass any further order. It noted that the Election Commission has taken a decision to allow armed forces personnel to vote at their place of posting, which excludes Jammu and Kashmir and the northeastern states. In Uttar Pradesh, 13 persons have lost their lives in rain-related incidents and lightning. Light to moderate rain with thunder and hailstorm during the last 24 hours has brought down the temperature several notches below normal and disrupted life. More from our correspondent.
This winter rain is useful for the agriculture crops, especially wheat, sugarcane and gram. Hailstone at some places have caused lost crops, including potato and mustard. Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath has instructed to distribute financial assistance to the village families within 24 hours. May department has warned of thunderstorm accompanied with hail stone at isolated places over the state today. MS Yadav, AIR News, Lucknow.
In Himachal Pradesh, several of the higher reaches received snowfall while other parts of the state experienced rain yesterday. According to the Met Office, Lahaul and Spiti's administrative centre, Keelong, received 16 centimetres snowfall, while Kinnaur's Kalpa recorded 10 centimetres of snowfall. The upper parts of Kullu district also received snowfall. Light rain occurred at Manali, Solan, Shimla, Bhuntar, Mandi and Kufri. The Met Department has forecast heavy rain and snowfall today. British Prime Minister Theresa May has suffered a fresh defeat in a Commons vote on her Brexit strategy. She lost the indicative motion in the House of Commons, with 303 MPs voting against it and 258 for it. Opposition Labour leader Jeremy Corbyn called on Ms May, who was not in the Commons chamber for the vote, to admit that her Brexit strategy has failed. The government's motion was an indicative rather than a binding vote on Parliament. In the Senior National Badminton Championship at Guwahati, Olympic silver medalist PV Sindhu sailed into the single semi-finals along with Nagpur's Vaishnavi Bhale and Ashmita Chalia of Assam. In the quarterfinals, Sindhu defeated Riya Mukherjee, Vaishnavi outplayed Shriyanshi Pradeshi, and Ashmita defeated Akarshi Kashyap. Ashmita has now set up a semi-final clash with Sindhu. In the men's singles, Parupalli Kashyap and B. Sai Praneeth entered the quarterfinals. And now for an overview of today's newspapers, it's over to Abhishek Kumar.
Thank you, Gunmala. The worst ever terror attack in Jammu and Kashmir on a CRPF convoy yesterday, in which scores of personnel were killed and injured, is a lead in the papers this morning. Kashmir's bloodiest day. Headlines, The Hindustan Times. The Times of India headline reads, Government blames Pakistan after local youth rams CRPF convoy with IED-packed SUV in deadliest ever terror strike. The paper adds that a youth from Pulwama, Adil Ahmed Dar, who joined Pakistan-backed Jaish-e-Mohammed in March last year, was the suicide bomber. Sacrifices won't go in vain, says Prime Minister, as Rajnath names Pakistan, vows strong reply, is the Indian Express top headline. J&K Governor Satyapal Malik has said that the attack was partly the result of an intelligence failure. The Statesman reports, in a setback to the AP government in Delhi, a two-judge bench of the Supreme Court yesterday gave a split verdict on the contentious issue of who should control administrative services, but appeared to agree that the centre has the final word. The matter has been referred to a larger bench of the Supreme Court. Arun Jaitley likely to resume charge as finance minister on Monday is a Financial Express headline nearly 3 weeks after he relinquished the portfolio to undergo treatment in the US. He is likely to chair the GST Council meeting next Wednesday via video conferencing. The Pioneer reports that the Haryana government has given the green signal to 106-kilometre Delhi-Gurugram Regional Rapid Transit System Rail Corridor. A total of 6,436 crore rupees has been allocated for the project. And finally, it looks like your mother was right after all. The Times of India tells us, when you have a cold, sleep may be the best medicine, as German researchers have discovered that sleep strengthens the potency of immune cells. And with that, it's back to you, Gunmala.
Thank you, Abhishek. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. India slams Pakistan over the Pulwama terror attack carried out by the Jaish-e-Mohammed, appeals to the international community to support the proposal to list Masood Azhar a designated terrorist. Countries across the world condemn the attack. The US, Russia and France assert their support to combat the menace of terrorism. Cabinet Committee on Security to meet in New Delhi. Home Minister Rajnath Singh to visit Srinagar today to take stock of the situation. Pradhan Mantri Shramyogi Man Dhan Pension Scheme for the unorganized sector comes into effect from today. In Senior National Badminton Championship, PV Sindhu, Vaishnavi Bhale and Ashmita Chalia enter the semi-finals of the women's singles.